In Hungary, a 37-year-old Irishman remains in police custody after being arrested last Thursday in connection with the death of an American tourist. 31-year-old Mackenzie Michalski from Portland in Oregon was a nurse and on holiday in Budapest. Known to her friends as Kenzie, she had failed to return to her Airbnb after a night out. Well, our Eastern Europe reporter Liam Nolan joins me now to discuss this case. Liam, firstly, when was 31-year-old Mackenzie Michalski reported missing, and what is understood to have happened to her?
Good morning, Karen. Yes, the first reports that 31-year-old Mackenzie Michalski was missing occurred on last Tuesday, the 5th of November. Her friends, she had been in Budapest. She had arrived a few days previously in Budapest with friends. She was on holiday, as you mentioned, and her friends had travelled on to Amsterdam last Monday. Mackenzie had decided to stay an extra day. She had gone out to a nightclub, firstly a restaurant, and then a nightclub. She had texted her friends to say she was in a specific nightclub in the city centre, but her friends raised the alert when Mackenzie wasn't answering her phone last Tuesday. Also, they noticed that she had not checked out of the Airbnb apartment that they had all shared together. So she was reported missing on Tuesday last, and that's when the police began their search of CCTV footage in the area.
Now, we know an Irishman is in police custody and a press conference was held at the weekend. So what more were police saying about that investigation and to what happened to her specifically?
Well, they're saying that the police first began the search for Mackenzie on Tuesday. As I mentioned, they searched CCTV footage of the area where she had been last spotted, last sighted. They came across CCTV footage in one nightclub, and they found that Mackenzie had started a conversation. She had began talking to a man, then she moved to another nightclub with that man, and the CCTV footage, the police search traced that she had returned to this man's apartment, and that is where Mackenzie is understood to have been killed.
Now, the police search is extended from Budapest to as far away as Lake Balaton, 140 kilometres away, so it is quite an extensive search that has taken place over this last week.
That's right, Karen. The police arrested the 37-year-old Irish suspect on Friday. According to police, he confessed to the killing, but said that the killing was accidental. It's understood from the interrogation that the police conducted that the man said that the killing had been accidental. The police said that the morning after Mackenzie's death, the man had cleaned the apartment. He then left the apartment to buy a suitcase. He returned to the apartment and placed the body of Mackenzie into the suitcase. He then rented a car and drove 2 hours to Lake Balaton, which is a 2-hour drive west of Budapest, and it's understood that is where he disposed of the body. When he returned to Budapest on Thursday and was arrested that day, he recounted all these details. On Friday last, he returned to the location in Lake Balaton with police and showed the police where he had disposed of the body.
And what more do we know about the victim, who was from the US and on holiday there?
We know that she was a 31-year-old nurse. She was originally from upstate New York, though she had been working in Portland, Oregon. From interviews with her parents, her parents, Bill and Jill Michalski, they travelled on Friday to Budapest to help with the missing person search. At that stage, it was still a missing person search, and her parents en route were informed that their daughter's body had been discovered. But according to her father, Bill has given some interviews. He said that she had visited Budapest in the past. She loved the city, and she had described the city as her happy place.
Okay, Liam Nolan, our Eastern Europe reporter, thank you for that.